Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Exclusive interviews with Anathema, an exclusive live track from their album launch do. Exclusive snippets from the new Engineers album, all to come. Firstly, however, the new Anathema album, Distant Satellites, is out now. Here's the single, The Lost Song, Part 3.
Now that I've found you, I'm not gonna leave you. World keeps on
time.
That's the single from Anathema's new album, Distant Satellites. That is called The Lost Song, Part 3. Now, Anathema are touring extensively this year. They've been at Download already, played Gloucester Cathedral recently, and have also been appearing in selected record stores, doing signings and stripped-down shows as a trio. Now, it was at one of these in central London that I caught up with Vincent and Lee. The LP reviews have been amazing, a 5 out of 5 in one of the UK's biggest newspapers, The Guardian. And that review suggested that it's time for Anathema to become overground, stadium huge. So I started by asking Vincent what he thought about that.
Our side of the bargain is make the music without any limitations, with no external expectations, allowing the music to reach its own potential, almost without us getting in the way of that, and without any external pressures getting in the way of that. That's what we hope to do with every single release, and we think we've done it again with this one. Now, what happens to it after that is beyond our control. Historically, we occupied a certain niche, so there's always been a certain part of the mainstream, certain quarters of the mainstream that have always never quite got over the fact that we were an evolutionary band, even though we always were, you know.
Lee, what's your relationship with the record like? Because presumably the band do stuff before you get involved. Where do you come in on the recording of a record?
I kind of, you know, I'll get like demos off, like Danny will make a demo when we like originally, like, and then sometimes we'll go to his house and try out like certain keys.
Okay.
So we know kind of like what key we're going to like definitely record the album in. And then once we sort of find that out, then it's you will like do your thing like together in the studio and talk about it and stuff. And then once that's all sorted, then I'll come sort of a little bit later. Yeah. And then, you know, it sort of kind of goes like that, really.
And then conversely, now this question for both of you, Lee first. This tour is huge for a star, and it's also involved things like today in signings, acoustic concerts. This is a big. What's your relationship with that like? What's that been like?
Kind of, you know, amazing, really. You feel like there's been a step up from, like, say, the last album, like. Like with the promotion kind of things, it's just been, but it's been good though. So it's kind of what we need.
It's quite unusual as well. I mean, playing Gloucester Cathedral and then turning up to a record shop in Soho. Yeah. I mean, it's been quite unusual. What's your relationship with that like?
Are we just enjoying them? Yeah, we've treated the actual gigs themselves just like any other acoustic gig.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? The fact of the matter is, you're in a record store. So it's obviously a little bit bizarre, but it's very, very enjoyable. You know, there's people there shopping for DVDs and then wondering who these people are over in the corner. But we've had a really good...
Works like that.
It's had a great reaction. You know, I mean, I think what we're doing with the acoustic side of the band, you know, with Danny using the looper pedal, you know, to hammer in the beats and the bass lines and the riffs, and I'm doing the more kind of ambient sort of keyboardy sounds, you know. So it doesn't really sound like a straightforward, you know, a couple of guys with acoustic guitars.
Exactly,
it's a bit more to it, you know. And then afterwards, we're getting to meet a bunch of people. The new album seems to be going down really well.
Just happens like that sometimes. But finally then, I see you guys about once a year, officially, to do this, which is really nice. I also see you socially, occasionally, at your pop concerts, which is always really nice. I'm so sorry I missed the party. I
was on holiday.
But you always say the same things to me, all three of you always say the same thing. I want to do the next one now.
Yeah.
Because to you, this is something that's been gestating. Yeah. I mean, some of the songs on Weather Systems were really quite old, and something that's been gestating for a while. And yet, you always say, I want to do the next one now. There's ideas for the next one. But you've got to do this tour.
Well, we've been doing some rehearsals, you see. So we were rehearsing a couple of songs for that. And then we've done a few songs acoustically. We've got a couple of acoustic headliners. So we'll be trying a few different new songs then. But then come some of the summer festivals, like we're playing this really cool one in Barcelona with a bunch of other kind of more sort of prog metal bands. And that's going to be really interesting, because I think that kind of crowd, we can probably play something like a Distant Satellites you know, something a bit more experimental like that, you know. Mm. So
what can we expect? What are they up to then, Lee? What can we expect next then? Any clues?
I don't know.
Because they both always say, oh, no, you know, I've got this idea, something's brewing.
We have got a few. I know three or four that are
definitely on the next album.
Because there seems to be movement. You know, there was the Weather Systems through this sort of like album cycle. There has been songs that kind of belong on the previous one, and then you think, okay, then there's a couple on this one that probably would belong on the next one. Do you see it as a body of work?
Yeah, it's at the moment. The way it works is you have to find the right balance and the right cohesion to make an album that you want to listen to from start to finish.
Okay.
Now, during that, you may have other material which is just as good as any of that, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't quite suit the mood of the album, or it's just not the right kind of pace. It breaks the flow. So in that case, you've got to say, okay, we'll take that out and we'll keep that for next time.
That is called Anathema by Anathema from their new LP. My thanks to Vincent and Lee. I've also been drinking coffee in London with Daniel Kavanagh, who's now living near me in the UK's capital city. So I asked Danny why he's moved to London.
I've had the idea since we were doing the promotional work for We're Here Because We're Here. And I was in London for several weeks then, working with K-Scope. And I kind of fell in love with the label and the city and just working here, you know. But as much as anything else, it was also the history of the city, you know, and just the atmosphere of the city. And I just thought, this is really a place I might really enjoy, and I think I could be happy here.
Because the band are dotted around. I mean, you can record in one country, you can live in all. I mean, you live in different countries, yes. Literally. How does that work creatively?
Fine, no problems. You've got the internet, which makes the world a smaller place. Mm. And the core of the band is largely in the UK. John and Lee are still in the north, in Liverpool. And I'm in London. I'm finished just a train ride away in Paris.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because you can get on the train to Paris quite easily.
And then Daniel and Jamie, you know, they just fly in when, you know, when we're playing or when we need to work. Otherwise, there it is. But a lot of the work happens independently to begin with, and then you'll meet up and make sense of it. We'll do pre-production for albums, get together for a week or two.
Okay. My next question is three words long, but it's loaded with meaning. It really means I understand that you've been touring recently. How is America?
America's fantastic. I love it. I love the country. I love the flavour of the cities. I love the brief history that they have. Although it's a very flawed country, as are all Western countries, you know. But and for all its faults, I really love that place, and it was wonderful. It was really, really great. We played in House of Blues venues and the Fillmore in San Francisco, and the headlining band were really good to us. And yes,
Finnish.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're an old school kind of. Fans of Anathema going back way back when, and it was just great. I really, really enjoyed it. We had a tight little road crew with us, and we were also mixing the album at the same time, so it was a lot of pressure.
Oh, how are you doing that then? Was that done by
the
post?
Internet.
So Krista was back
in Norway, working and actually streaming the mixes to us in a studio in Chicago.
Wow.
So they were streamed live to us, and we were doing the adjustments on Skype.
Really?
And Steve Wilson did it through MP3s and on the emails.
Would this be a fair reflection? The first half of it, you take some of the things that you're well known for, trademarks, I guess, where you're pulling on the heartstrings, pulling on the emotions, building a single idea, a line motif. Suddenly it's quite sudden, not jarring sudden, but suddenly there's a shift change. There's a couple of essentially pop songs, melodic pop songs, then there's some experimenting with electronics, and then it just all sort of like goes all suddenly mellow. Is there a journey? Was I right to go through a journey on the record?
I would say so. It certainly is a record that I know all artists say this, but I really do listen to it from start to finish, and I don't skip any songs. And as for the second half of the record having a different attitude to the first, that was true and appropriate. And I like what we've done. I like the fact that the title track is the title track, but is the most out there song on the entire record.
And it's such an awkward time signature
as well. But it sounds awkward. It's actually 4/4. Yeah. It's actually 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all it is, but it's because of the way the rhythm works that it sounds like it loops off.
There's that little stutter.
It's just normal.
Okay, that's why I couldn't get inside. Because you do after a while. It takes a little bit.
So far away. 2, 3, 4. You taught yourself it's all. And we had the advantage of having also an extra drummer percussionist in the group this time, Daniel Cardoso, and he was able to bring some extra technique and flair into the performances, which helped. But the title track still, you know, it's still the core of me, Vinny, and John. And John Douglas wrote the title track, and Vinny produced it heavily. And it was a great pleasure working with them, you know. And it's funny that even after all of these years that we've been together since we were teenagers, that the magic's still there between us, and we still actually like each other, and we still enjoy working together, and we still have the tunes, you know.
Take me away.
That's the title track, From Distant Satellites, by Anathema, which is out now. The album is streaming in full over at K-Scope's SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/kscopemusic. The band are heading out on the Satellites Over Europe tour, as well as just announced UK dates. In September, they'll be in Glasgow, Newcastle, Manchester, Wolverhampton, Camden Town in North London, Bristol and Southampton. And coming up in this podcast, you'll hear an exclusive live track performed at the album's launch party in London. Before that, however, one of the folks involved in the making of the Anathema album, mentioned there by Danny, Stephen Wilson, who has an album out on K-Scope right now, Cover Version, which collects together all the solo singles, both originals and covers, from the Cover Versions series onto one album for the first time. It's out on vinyl now and will be available as a CD and as a download from the 30th of June. Here's Stephen's take on Prince's Sign of the Times.
High on crack and toting a machine gun. Telling you somebody died. Sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it. Yet we're sending people to the moon. September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
Everybody still wants to fly. Some say
Stephen Wilson from Cover Versions. That's Sign of the Times. Right, some notices for you now. No Sound are playing some shows in the UK in the summer. 11th of July at the Borderline in London as a duo supporting Tim Bowness and Henry Fool. The day after, also as a duo, also supporting Tim Bowness and Henry Fool, this time at the Wesley Centre in Maltby, which is in South Yorkshire. Then the full No Sound Band at the Robin 2 in Bilston, which is in the Midlands, on July the 31st. And on the 1st of August at the Resonance Festival at the Bedford, which is in Balham, South London. Henry Fool are also playing the Resonance Festival. It's a fundraiser for Macmillan Cancer Research on the 1st and 2nd of August. No Sound headlining the prog stage on the 1st. Henry Fool are the last support for the Enid on the same stage the following night, 1st and 2nd of August. Check resonance-festival.com. Henry Fool now have Colin Edwin of Porcupine Tree among their number now, by the way. Lunatic Soul have a new album coming soon. They've been posting some photos from the studio on social media recently. That's due out on K-Scope later this year. The Pineapple Thief are very close to announcing details of their new album, due out on K-Scope later this year. Adam Noble has been mixing it, who's notable for working with Muse, Placebo and the Black Alps. And I'm hearing from the K-Scope office there's another new signing, which is going to be announced very shortly. And Engineers have announced the release date of their new album. It's coming out on August the 11th. It's going to be called Always Returning, and here's the first time anywhere that you can hear bits of it in this little exclusive album montage. Some bits there of the new Engineers album. Keep an eye on kscopemusic.com and the Twitter and Facebook pages for more. There's some lovely K-Scope t-shirts for sale on the store page of the website now, just in time for the summer. Finally then, another exclusive. Here's Daniel, Vincent and Lee of Anathema performing live at the Distant Satellites album launch. This is The Lost Song Part 2. I'll see you in July. Ta-ta for now.
This one goes out to Stephen Wilson.
Can't believe